thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lord, I do.
And I'ma thank you.
KAYTFM 88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI
98.9 Monroe West Monroe,
K255BT
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB and KQJOFM
99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana, Natchez Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you, for truly God is great, and yes, He's so greatly to be praised. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you, I praise you, I give you all the glory. Father God, as we continue to decrease, to learn your word, God, we ask that you would increase within us more and more. For God, we say yes to your will and yes to your way, and we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, we're coming from the book of James, first chapter and the third verse. That's James 1 and 3. And we're just going to do one verse. And it says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic on today is, you're in the midst of a miracle. You in the midst of a miracle. When we think of miracles, we think of when God just suddenly turned things around. You see, Jesus touched the blind man and his eyes were open. Moses held up his staff and the Red Sea parted. But not all miracles are instantaneously. Sometimes we are praying and we are believing, but our health isn't improving or our dream isn't coming to pass. You see, you may think, God, why aren't you doing something? But see, you don't realize that God is sustaining you and pushing back forces of darkness, keeping you from getting discouraged and giving up. For we know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. You see, endurance teaches that trials are not random, but tests designed to develop spiritual endurance. Mm-hmm. Throughout the New Testament, the believers were urged to view problems and trials from a heavenly perspective. You see, James says we ought to consider our troubles an opportunity for great joy. That's James 1 and 2. Because they produce in us a character quality that is key to staying the course and finishing it well. You see, the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. James 1, 3, and 4. The word translated as perseverance means the power to withstand hardship or stress, especially the inward fortitude of necessary to endure. The testing of our faith produces the power and the inner stamina necessary to patiently endure hardship and persecution and grow into spiritual maturity. This is where the Word of God comes in. We have to study the Word of God so the Word of God can build us up. So when trials and tribulations come, we are able to withstand. Without reading your Word, without praying, you will fail each and every time. Reading your Word, praying and fasting produces spiritual maturity as well. It causes us to grow in a more spiritual way, producing our understanding and knowing to only have faith in God and the things that God will do for us, and knowing that His Word is yes and amen. When our confidence in Christ is proven unshakable, listen to the Holy Ghost will, through the fires of adversity, we can face any situation. We can face any situation with joy. We can face any situation with determination. We can face any situation with ever-increasing hope. Without adversity, we don't know what we have inside of us. Come on here, somebody. Without adversity, we don't know that God is the center of our life, that God keeps us, that God protects us. Come on here. Our belief is strengthened in God. We can trust God to uphold us through it all, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what the doctor's reports say, no matter what I'm seeing in the natural realm. I have to trust God to uphold me through it all, knowing that the reward is in the end. Come on here, somebody. You are in the middle of a miracle, but you can't always see it. It's the miracle of endurance. One day you will look back and think, now, how did I make it through that season when I didn't think I had the strength to go on? How did I make it through? Where did this profound strength come from? I'm glad you asked. Straight from God. You see, people, we have to realize we can't do nothing without the leading of God. He is our burden bearer. He is our heavy load sharer. He strengthens us in areas when we are weak. He wants us to surrender to Him. God didn't deliver you from it, but God gave you the grace to go through it. There are trials where God will not deliver you right away because He is making you in the trial. Oh, come on, somebody gonna get this. He is making you the warrior that you need to be in the trial. He's making you the living testimony that you need to go out and tell the world, look what God has done for me, because I went through this and I came out of it. I came out of it with a praise. Oh, my God. He gives you the grace to go through it. Without His hand of favor, without His hand of blessings up on you, some of you would have lost your mind. Some of you would have given up. Oh, I am here to tell you on this morning, you are in the midst of your miracle. You are on the verge of a breakthrough. Don't you give up. It's right there. God has His hand on you. God did not leave you in this by yourself. He was there all along. Without the hand of God, without the protection of God, without the favor of God, without his blessings, without the anointing, you wouldn't be where you are today. You wouldn't be the man or woman of God that God has groomed and shaped you. You would not be the person that God has called you to be today if his hand of protection was not upon you. People of God, we love instantaneous miracles. Yes, we do. Come on here now. We love that microwave miracle. But it's no less of a miracle when God takes you through what should have taken you out. What you went through should have taken you out. You see, that's what a miracle is. God, I know what the doctor report said. But this death sentence should have taken me out. Come on here, somebody. And I'm living because I have made a declaration. I should live and I die and declare the works of my Father. Come on here, somebody. What the enemy for evil. God has turned it around for your good. God has turned it around for a miracle. Oh my God. I say this all the time. We are walking instruments portraying the Bible. Come on here, somebody. That's why you have to live this life 24/7. You just cannot live it 7 days a week. You have to be true and honest and submissive to the will of God. Because most people are not going to read their Bible, but they will read you. They will see how you went through a trial. You praised God in the midst of the trial. You waited. And in the midst of your wait, God was grooming you. God was preparing you to come out with a miracle, with a testimony. And I'm here to tell you again, you are in the midst of a miracle. Don't you give up. Oh, my God. Because God say, tell him again. Oh, my God. God takes you through what should have taken you out. That's why you can't patty cake with this thing. You can't play with this thing. Even when you believe in God for a healing, listen to me well, people of God, it's some things and some people God would cut away out of your life because this is crucial. You make up your mind. I ain't got time for it to be playing with nobody. I need God like never before. I'm serious. God, I need a healing. I need my focus back. Because this thing is trying to take me out. But I know you have a hand of protection upon me. I know the favor of God is upon my life. And I am a blessing. And a living testament. And God say, tell him again, what you went through should have taken you out, but it didn't. Because God say, you are in the midst of a miracle. Let us pray. Father, thank you that no matter what the circumstances are around us, God, we can be still and know that you are God right at this moment. Thank you that if we are in the middle of the miracle right now, God, we thank you, God, that you will bring us through, that you will keep us, God, that we will hold on, God, to the end. Father God, we declare that we are going to triumph in Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in. Remember, go to my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com. There are many books that I have written for your pleasure, and I promise you, some of those books will help you on your spiritual journey because it was downloaded from heaven to me. And also, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love